When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We are about to have a great discussion with the sisters from the Pop Apologist podcast. We are about to talk about Vanderpump Rules in New York. Both seasons were very down with the ratings, but we're going to analyze both. Is anyone watching Vanderpump Rules? And we are going to talk about, these two are Mormons, so we are going to talk all about Salt Lake City. They know some of the cast members. We're about to get into it. This was part of a 2-hour discussion. So here on Patreon, we've already talked about Beverly Hills with these two ladies. And that is where we pick up. You could listen to that, which was a few weeks ago. And now we were about to get into Salt Lake. They know some of them. They are Mormons. They're experts, guys. And Vanderpump Rules and everything else going on in the Bravo world. And I have some predictions for the future of Bravo and the future of all these TV shows, which, thinking like a producer and an executive, these are just my predictions. I'm going to stand by my predictions, but you can agree or disagree. Hope you guys love this. Do you feel like your people are being represented every time you watch Salt Lake? I mean, they talk less about the Mormons these days.
So funny. Chandler and I grew up Mormon. We are no longer Mormon, obviously.
Right.
You can probably tell that by the way we speak. Our mother says we speak like sailors. It's not totally inaccurate. So we have like a little bit of a different perspective in, you know, amongst Utah Mormons. That said, the closest that we've come to actually what a lot of Utah Mormons are like is the new cast member, Sarah Jane. That is really like, she represents a very, very specific type of person that is all over Utah. Otherwise, Utah Mormons, and even like, yeah, Utah Mormons are not represented whatsoever on this show. Not
really. Why? Oh, no. You're so, first of all, look at you going for a friend of.
I mean, I don't think we're quite as hooked into it because I don't think we've seen it play out yet. But I think the anticipation and seeing her, you know, go on this redemption tour, talking about her therapist and forgiveness and blah, blah, blah. It's almost like we're like seeing like the calm before the storm. And I think as a viewer, like that's really fascinating. Like, because we know what's like the shit that's about to hit the fan.
So you do think like people are gripped. I mean, the ratings are not down, but they're not up.
Well, yeah. Go ahead, Laura.
Oh, I was just going to say, I think that ultimately Salt Lake is not a Beverly Hills. It doesn't command the same audience and it doesn't have the history there. And so of course, you know, Jen Shaw is just not as big of a name as Erica Jane. So any woes she's going through are not going to be as interesting to people. Simply because she's not as interesting to them as Erica Jane is. But I think that when we see like the documentary come out about Jen Shaw, which I'm sure they're going to do another Hulu one. I think I've heard it rumored that they're doing a Hulu documentary about Jen Shaw. I think once we see more like victim suffering flushed out on the screen, we're going to see a lot more interest in this case. And Jen Shaw is one I think we're going to see her go to jail. So we're going to actually have that moment as viewers.
Yeah, I would agree with all of that. You know, I mean, this woman technically allegedly did this as opposed to what did you know and someone's husband who did something. So
right. That
is definitely yes. A difference.
And her assistant was also like, you know, who's been on the show, he was also involved in it. So it's like literally people we've been seeing who are the masterminds behind it.
For me, there's something inherently unlikable about Jen Shaw, which is not just because of these alleged crimes. There's just something to me inherently unlikable about her.
Absolutely.
I'm not saying,
yeah, I agree.
I can't explain it. Whereas I'm not saying woe is Erica, but I'm just saying like, you know, with what we just said, we've all had a moment of like poor Erica. Now I'm not saying that moment lasted, but I'm just saying we had a moment of like, this was a 20-year marriage. Like with Jen Shaw, I'm just like, I have no, there's just something I just unlikable about her.
Jen is insufferable. It is so grating to hear her. And in every scene, she is like, the decibels are through the roof. And I actually don't feel like anything that she says comes from a true or sincere place ever. No, even when she's talking about forgiving people or whatever the fuck. I just, you know, I truly do not like Jen Shah.
No, I feel that every single thing she does is for the cameras, and mm-hmm. she has studied Housewives, and that is why she is here 100%. And she, I mean, this is going to be crazy. I mean, I've said it before. I'm not so sure that she's, well, first of all, I don't think she's another one. I don't think she understands the gravity of her situation. I don't know what legal counsel she has, but she, I think that there is a part of her that is so fame hungry, which is to me like the worst. That's when I really just can't stand you, that I'm not sure that she's so upset that this even happened, that she got caught, allegedly got caught. Cause I mean, allegedly she was doing something bad. I think she's kind of like, I'm infamous now. Like I'm bigger than the show.
You know, I think that anyone would, I think that she knows she's staring down possible time. And I think that that would send a cold shiver down anyone's spine, no matter how much, you know, of a fame whore they are. I think when I watch her on screen, what I see is more of a woman with a very clear mental illness / personality disorder, and not, you know, maybe mental illness is too strong, but, and I'm not a psychologist, but if I'm just an armchair diagnosing people on your Patreon, please don't come after me. She clearly has like a borderline personality disorder or something where she cannot, the second she is criticized, the second there's even 1 second of someone criticizing her, she completely becomes enraged and flies off the handle. That to me is like such a hallmark of a personality disorder. Someone,
we have Meredith and I have a mutual friend in common. It's crazy. It's one of these things where every time someone is on Housewives, kind of like with Angie, although Angie reached out herself, when someone is on Housewives, everybody reaches out to me like, oh, my friend is on Housewives. And I'm like, that doesn't mean I'm having your friend on my show. They're like the background or whatever. So I have a friend who was like, one of my friends is going to be, you know, a real, you know, whatever, Housewives of Salt Lake. And I'm like, LOL, blah, 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 telling me for months and months and months and months and months, my friend is one of the Housewives of Salt Lake. Ignore for like almost a year, literally a year. And then when it came out and whatever, they say, you know, the cast, my friend was like, yay, my friend Meredith. And I'm like, wait a second, slow down, back the car up. So for a year, when you've been telling me that you, one of your good friends is now cast and is going to be on this show, the Real Housewives of Salt Lake, and I ignored you for a whole year, LOL, that's your friend Meredith.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm like, right. I'm like, okay, so pick up the, like, we need to talk.
I'll admit it. As important as it is for me to eat healthy and put the right nutrients into my body and hydrate, I'm really not great at it. I'm always on the go. I'm never making that a priority, and I'm always hungry. This was a real problem until I discovered 310 Nutrition. I love 310 Nutrition's water hydrators. You just add them to water and they make your water taste so much better. They also have refreshing lemonade mixes. My personal favorite, they're all-in-one shakes. I love their caramel sundae, their vanilla cake, the shamrock cream. I drink one of these shakes and it totally satisfies my hunger. They're low in fat and low carbs, which I love. They also satisfy my carb craving. But don't take my word for it. Right now, 310 is celebrating a new year of goals with code VELVETROPE and giving our listeners 50% off up to $100 off your first order. With so many sample packs, new products, it's really fun and it's easy to put together an order or start a subscription on products you know you'll use. Go to 310nutrition.com and use the code VELVETROPE right now for 50% up to $100 for your first order. That's 310nutrition.com and use code VELVETROPE.
Let's set up a phone call. Get Meredith on the phone. I can't, like, it was one of these, like, I've wasted a year of my life. Like, I could have been hanging out with Meredith like this. So then she had my attention. And so I was like, okay, but okay. So there's a couple of things. There's a lot of arguments out there that say Brooks is not a child. Brooks is a college student at NYU. Like, he can handle himself. Like, it's not, there's a lot of people that are team Jen Shah on this, believe it or not.
Interesting.
You know, I do think that
when this came out, like when this whole, when Brooks was on the screen for the first time last year, people were like saying things like, oh my God, I'm so excited. We haven't had a gay child since Greg Bennett from New Jersey, all over, as I agree with what you're saying. And I said, I would say when I go on other podcasts, I would say things like, I would say, when did Brooks come out? And would like, when has Brooks said he's gay? This is what I would say. I mean, I'm not, it was like, it's not my place to speak on this. I would say things like, in when I was on other podcasts, like, when did Brooks come out? And LOL. And like, people would say things like, just kind of what you just said. Not that I'm not judging. So I just said this and people thought I was crazy. And then,
yes. Happy to.
What about, do we even know that there is a new housewife here in Salt Lake? Jennifer.
Oh, Jenny.
Or have we forgotten?
Oh my gosh. Yet? I was like, who?
Yeah.
I've already forgotten about her, to be quite honest.
That's my point. Would like to bring New York back, but they will not do so until they have the perfect cast. And if that takes 7, 9, 12 months, I think it's not going to help. And I think because the ratings on Vanderpump are so low that the longer it goes, I truly feel the less certain, guys, that I think we're going to see New York back. I do think it'll come back. That's the plan. But I just think the longer it takes, and with Vanderpump being a dud as far as ratings, I'm not so sure New York is 100% going to come back. I'm not.
At all. Like, it could just not come back.
That's truly what I think. I really think that.
Wow.
I think that they are going to try. And everyone's like, it's Andy's babies. It is Andy's baby. Andy has left the building when he went to become the producer on Housewives and host of Watch What Happens. I feel above Andy. I feel that it's like, they don't care about Ramona. There's no like, Andy has more of his finger on the pulse of like, people love Ramona. They love this. Well, like, I don't think the suits at NBC care. I think it's like, I really think, even though it's the darling of the franchise and it's Andy's thing, I think the longer it takes to find the people, look, tomorrow they might say we have Bethany and Dorinda and newbies and we have observed them. This is phenomenal, but it wasn't, look, I mean, we don't have an Atlanta cast and the OC took forever. So I think like they're not bringing New York back. It's such a state of crisis until it's the lightning in the bottle cast.
Yeah.
That if that takes a week, great, let's start shooting. But I think if it takes 9 months to find and then they film, I just think a lot could happen. And like, I think the more shows like Vanderpump come back to bad ratings, I think they're just going to say, why are we trying? Why? Why not go have a new show? Let's go to Idaho and not do a housewife show. Let's go find a new show. Why are we putting our eggs? That's what I really think. And let me tell you, the longer it takes, let's see what happens when the OC comes back on the air. I think if the OC comes back and the ratings are bad and Atlanta, then I think it's not looking good for New York if it's not cast and shooting. I know. And to find out more about behind the scenes of RHOSLC, head on over to Patreon. I make some predictions about the future of Housewives, the future of Bravo. I'm going to stand by my predictions because I truly think, I don't know, I think we're headed down a road. I just think we're headed down a road, guys. Everything comes to an end. Everything comes to an end. Life, that is just the circle of life. So head on over to Patreon to catch the rest of this chat and have a great day.